You are listening to 91.5 FM.
WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning,
on
good
WMIE.
Afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Happy Friday. Some say Fri-yay.
Yeah.
All this week, we've been teaching on the evidence of a fruitful life. And we left off yesterday in Daniel chapter 10. Where Daniel had an expectation, and he did not allow his expectation to be cut off. We open the week with Proverbs chapter 23, verse 18. For surely there is an end,
yes,
and thine expectation shall not be cut off. So Daniel, he had an expectation, and he continued to declare his expectation in alignment with his petition unto the Lord. He continued. He didn't go by what it looked like. He didn't go by what it felt like. He didn't allow the delay to deter him. He continued to speak the word. So Daniel chapter 10, and we'll start again in verse 11. And he said to me, O Daniel,
yeah,
man greatly beloved,
mm-hmm,
understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. Then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day you set your heart to understand,
yes,
and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. How many, yeah, times do we just give up?
Right.
Feel like it has taken too long. I'm too weak in this situation. Everything is against me, and we just walk away. If he wouldn't have remained in the place of prayer, if he wouldn't have remained in the place of continued petition of the heavens, he would have missed this encounter that he had. This encounter brought strength. This encounter brought the answer. This encounter ended the resistance so that his expectation was then met. Verse 13, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief priests, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. So it shows us that there was spiritual warfare taking place to block, mm-hmm, Daniel's expectation. He was believing for a specific interpretation, a specific word from God to be able to move forward, and it was being held up. There were principalities that were at war in the heavenlies, but he continued to believe. He continued to remain in the posture of prayer. And then the answer came. Verse 14, now I have come to make you understand what will happen to your people in the latter days. For the vision refers to many days yet to come. When he had spoken such words to me, I turned my face toward the ground and became speechless. And suddenly, one having the likeness of the sons of men touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spoke, saying to him who stood before me, my Lord, because of the vision, my sorrows have overwhelmed me, and I have retained no strength. For how can this servant of my Lord talk with you, my Lord? As for me, no strength remains in me now, nor is any breath left in me. Then again, the one having the likeness of a man touched me and strengthened me. And he said, O man, greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be to you. Be strong. Yes, be strong. So when he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me. Then he said, do you know why I have come to you? And now I must return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I have gone forth, indeed, the prince of Greece will come. but I will tell you what is noted in the scripture of truth. No one upholds me against these except Michael, your prince. So he came to give him more word, to strengthen him with more word, to give him more understanding, to be able to do that which he was assigned to do, even when Daniel felt as if he was at his weakest. Even when he felt like he had no strength to continue, it was released onto him what was needed, but it was held up for a period of time. So what are we going to do when there is delay? Are we just going to allow it to deter us and to change course and to miss out on what God has for us? Or are we going to remain in the posture of prayer, declaring our expectation in the word, in God, and believing God for the outcome? Because there was people who were fighting. There was angelic traffic. There was spiritual warfare that was taking place on Daniel's behalf while Daniel was praying. And not just Daniel's behalf alone, God's will to come into the earth. That was working through Daniel. So we have to be wise and not just give up or turn course when things do not go our way.
So we have to stay plugged in to the word, what it says. Hold on to that word. And when we think of, and I think now as we wrapped up this week, where the 21 days fast comes, how many people go on 21 days fast? Now, the 21 days they go on fast should produce a what? Result. Or it's useless. Daniel get his result. It took Daniel 21 days to get the breakthrough. So we don't have to ritually go on a 21 days fast to get a breakthrough, because the breakthrough came on the first day. But resisting spirit allow him to continue in that for 21 days. Or if it wasn't break on the 21 day, he would have still been in there.
Right.
He could have gone to 30 days. But the result came in 21 days. So on the flip side, there are a lot of people have gotten good result in 21 days. They set a goal of expectation that they are going to reach. And it will take them what? 21 days to reach that goal. So don't just go on 21 days fast. Unless there's a purpose that is going to take at least 21 days for you to arrive. See, for surely there will be an end, Proverbs, that we open up with. There will be an end, and my expectation shall not be cut off. There was an end to Daniel reaching 21 days, and his expectation did not cut off because he had gotten now what he was praying for. He got it. So if we're going on the 21 days fasting again, make sure we know that at the end of it, we're going to be here. Right? At the end of 21 days, this is the result. That's why the whole month we're going to be teaching on experiencing a life of what? Fruitfulness. Experience it. Have it. So if it takes the whole month, at the end of it, we should have some fruit in our life. But to have it, you have to do something. You have to do something. You can't just wish it upon a star. You set a goal and you work towards it. This is my expectation, that it is going to come. And you're working diligently to receive it. Remember, Hebrews says he's a God who rewards those that what?
Diligently
seek him. And the proof of it is in Daniel chapter 10. He rewarded Daniel because Daniel diligently stayed there. He believes. So I believe today that we will give up if there was no expectation, or what we were expecting, it was in the flesh and was not in the spirit realm, not according to what God's word says, okay? Because God's word teaches us to be what? patient. Mm-hmm. It also teaches us to have faith and patience. Faith and patience. Faith and patience. We have faith, but we must also mix it with patience. That we believe. And we say, now patient only going to arrive strong because we expecting it. So we're not going to give up. I expected it. And like Pastor Emily says, because she do shop there. And she know her boss is going to come. She's expecting it. She's not worried about it. She's expecting it. And when it comes, she open it and look if it's what she mm-hmm. did order. And if it's not, that's not what I want. It's going back.
Because her expectation is to be able to use what's delivered.
That's right.
It's her expectation.
Yeah.
And Daniel, what was being delivered onto him was something of use.
Use.
It was to be able to see, to have understanding of things he already saw by the Spirit. So it was for a greater purpose, a greater outcome. It wasn't just to get something for the moment, but it was to be able to grow from glory to glory and seeing the kingdom of God come forth, and then things not hit him by surprise,
right?
Because it outlined, the angel came and talked to him and outlined, showed him all these things that were yet to come. So this was for positioning. This was strategic, what he was believing for, to put it of use. You know, sometimes say, okay, well, I'm going to fast for 21 days so I could get this.
Yeah.
And then that is the end of that, because all we wanted to do, right, was just get it. To just obtain it. But we don't really have a purpose of kingdom use for it, or greater use for it. We just want to have it in our possession as something, you know, for temporary use. But we're not really praying and fasting for greater things for the kingdom. Because the Bible tells us if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these little petty things that we worry and that we wonder about, that they will be delivered onto us. So a lot of times, you know, to 2025, when we're fasting and stuff, we're fasting carnally.
Yeah.
We're just what the
Come
thing
on,
we want
it.
For us, for our life.
Yeah.
I'm fasting for this particular outcome in this situation so that this situation can end, but we're not looking for the purpose. We want the sickness to end, but why?
Why
do we want the sickness to end? What are we going to do now with the extended time that God has granted onto us? We want to fast because we want this money now, but what are we going to do for the kingdom of God with the resources and the network that he has given onto us? We want this person in our life, but why? What is the purpose for the kingdom? Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
your
day
count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.